And you are listening to 89.7 KLCC Eugene, 90.5 KLCO in Newport. And our special guest, Larry Pattis, is here. And we're going to be talking with Larry right after we hear one of the tunes from his new recording, What Tomorrow Brings, on KLCC. Fresh Tracks on KLCC, and we have Larry Pattis with us in the studio. We just heard his version of Waltzing Matilda from What Tomorrow Brings. Hi, Larry.
Thanks for having me on, Tom.
Thanks for being here. This is wonderful. First off, tell me about Waltzing Matilda, because most of the time you write your own material. What inspired you to pick Waltzing Matilda as a cover tune?
Yeah, usually for me, on the three CDs that I've released, there's been at least one cover tune, sometimes two, and it always has to be a real personal connection to me, and something from my past or currently that has a great impact. And, that's the story. I think it would have been around 1964, but who's counting, that I was, in my fourth grade music class, and Mrs. Shattuck was teaching us all the different folk songs of the world. And Waltzing Matilda was certainly one of them. And I always, everybody does that as an up-tempo, and all the Australians. But it's a very, interesting story. And, the fellow dies by the riverbank and haunts it, and, the police are after him. So as a nine-year-old, what do you take away from that? And for me, it was kind of the somber, reality of things. And so you combine that with my buddy Al McMean and being exposed to all this wonderful Celtic music over the years, the beautiful Irish harper Turlough O'Carolan, and it was just kind of like Turlough and McMean influenced me to do this ballad-like rendition of it. So it was the old and the new.
Wonderful, wonderful stuff. We're talking with Larry Pattison, and Larry, now, you grew up in Chicago. What inspired you to pick up the guitar?
You know, I think the universe conspired to send me in a particular direction. When I was about 17 years old in my senior year in high school, my sister wanted to sign up for guitar lessons but didn't want to go alone, so my dad signed up with her. And it hurt his fingers. Of course, he had a guitar that probably wasn't worth playing, and was painful for him to deal with. And so I stepped in, even though I was heavily involved in sports and gymnastics when I was that age. And right at the same time, I discovered the folk scene in the Chicago area, a club called Amazing Grace, the Earl of Old Town. There were any number of the Quiet Night was still there. There were any number of clubs, did the folk scene, you know, did the folk scare from the 50s and 60s, did it ever really die? And it didn't. And so I got to hear all these wonderful singer-songwriters and instrumental guitar players. Of course, back then it was Leo Kottke, John Fahey, and Peter Lang, who was a big influence. And then I also got exposed to a lot of classical guitar, and it all happened right around 1973, I would guess that would be. And so that was kind of the background for me, and it was all a part of that Chicago scene.
And eventually, even though you were very involved with sports, especially gymnastics, you ended up saying, well, the guitar is what I want to do.
Well, I did. You know, I multitasked for many years in my 20s and into my early 30s. Mostly what I was doing was, in fact, teaching gymnastics at a private club level and then at the collegiate level. And because of that, I got interested in sports medicine. And in fact, when I was 35, I ended up spending a year in medical school thinking, well, now I know what I'm going to be when I want to, you know, when I grow up, it'll be it. But in fact, there was a guitar store about two blocks away from the Case Western Reserve University Medical School, and I ended up wandering in there one day, and ultimately my fate was sealed.
Now, along the way of teaching gymnastics, though, were you still playing?
Yeah, that was the thing when I say multitasking. Okay. I was always playing guitar a few hours a day and you know, performing at coffee houses and clubs and things like that. But I was never really trying to make it my full-time thing. And, you know, back then it was an enormous process to make a record, you know, to press a record. So that wasn't something that in the old LP days, 33 and a third. So I you know, didn't really pursue it that much back then. But, you know, you come to turning points in your life. And for me, it was physically, emotionally, mentally being involved in medical school and looking down that path of the future and me realizing that there really was something in this lifetime, which is the only one I'm aware of so far, is something that I really needed to be doing with myself.
And therefore, you said, I'm going to play guitar.
Exactly. Dropped out of medical school. My wife and I packed up the Subaru, the two English Springer Spaniels, you know, were packed carefully in their crates, and we headed for Montana. And that was 1990, 1991, right about that time. And we hung out there for a while.
Why Montana?
You know, we had some family acquaintances there, and it was a good place to go as kind of a refuge from medical school. And a great ski area. My wife is heavy into skiing, still is. And so we went to a part of the country that we'd always dreamed about. And in fact, we'd looked at Whitefish as a place to go to after medical school. And so we did go there after medical school. It was just the abbreviated version of that route.
Larry Pattison, we're talking with Larry. He's got a new disc, What Tomorrow Brings, and we got another track, which is, we all sit here? Yeah. We're all sit here. Tell us about 40 by 40.
Well, 40 by 40 is the dimensions of the floor exercise mat in gymnastics, which was my specialty in high school and college. And you know, you're limited and set free by boundaries occasionally in life. And of course, we just had the Olympics. The boundaries of that mat kind of encompassed my entire world for my high school and college years. So this is, you know, try to picture me 30 years and about 35 pounds ago, you know, recklessly throwing myself into the air with this piece.
Larry Pattis, Fresh Tracks on KLCC. Tracks on KLCC with Larry Pattis. Larry, that your guitar sound is so warm and clean. Is that, have you were always striving for that sound?
Well, I would say that you know, the quick answer is yes, but we need to, you know, discuss that a little bit rather than rather than just say yes. But you know, for me, you have to be in service to the music, and the whole point of playing any genre is to, you know, reach deep within and to be able to communicate something to somebody, whether you're playing blues, a Piedmont blues, country blues, you know, contemporary fingerstyle guitar, classical music, whatever it is. You'd better have all of the background to be able to create and communicate what you're trying to do. And so for me, I would say the last 30 years in part has been developing those skills, has been developing that, listening carefully as you practice. And it's not always a pretty picture. As my friend Pierre Bensoussan would say, you have to carry on even when the guitar weighs a ton. And when you're doing scales for 35, 45 minutes a day, and you feel like there's an internet thing that you need to pay attention to or whatever, you know, you can get caught up in the world. And I managed to separate some of those things and to be able to work on my technique and to work on the technique as how it integrates with the music. And I'm glad if people are noticing that the recordings and my live performances, you know, have that as a part of what's going on.
And then you ended up in Montreal at the International Jazz Festival?
Every once in a while, we're all out there on kind of the folk club circuit, the singer-songwriters and the instrumental guitar players. And then every once in a while, you get a chance to have your music presented to just the right people in just the right way. And so a couple years ago, I was fortunate enough to be able to play at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts on their Music for Everyone series. And it was just a series of the music being presented to the right people. The same thing happened with Montreal. They have a guitar show up there and a big handcrafted guitar festival that is also owned and run by one of the owners of the Montreal International Jazz Festival. They heard my music and said, we'd love to have you come out and play a solo, you know, 1 hour solo set for us as part of the festival.
Was it fun?
It was really one of the greatest experiences of my life. And after after my performance, the stage manager came backstage and uttered four words that you've heard all these four words before, but you've never necessarily heard them in this order. And for me, a touring folk musician trying to do this full time, the four words were, "Your driver is waiting." And you don't often, at the end of a performance, get to climb into the back of a limo to be chauffeured back to your hotel. Not in my world, anyway. And it should happen more often to all of us, quite frankly. But yeah. But the performance itself, the audience was so fabulous in Montreal. The setting, everything that had to do with the festival itself and how it came off, the logistics, and how everybody is taken care of. In fact, the drive back to the hotel afterwards is one perfect example of how well they take care of people there, whether they're internationally famous stars or people like myself who are struggling for local notoriety. I'll use the word in its improper form. So it's, you know.
Now, come Saturday, you've got a date here in Eugene.
I do. In fact, I just this last week, I got asked to also play for about a half an hour at the Salon de Refusal on Friday night, the art festival at the New Zone Gallery. So I think 8:15, I'm going to be playing for half an hour. And then on Saturday will be kind of my full-fledged local CD release concert where I get to celebrate with whoever wants to come out, a free event at 5 p.m. at Tsunami Books, and all the details are on my website, which is, of course, LarryPattis.com. And, if you're nobody.com if you're not somebody.com, and I am LarryPattis.com. So, Tsunami Books at 5 p.m. I'll probably play for about an hour and a half or so and try to play all the music on the CD and tell the stories and get the audience involved. And then actually on October 18th, I play down at the Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove as well.
Wonderful, Larry. Now tell us, we got one more tune we're going to slip in here from the new disc. Tell us about it, Bloomington.
This is called Bloomington, and most of my 4 years of college back in the mid-70s were spent in Bloomington, Indiana, Indiana University, the Big Ten IU. And in fact, I think I'm wearing an Indiana shirt right now. It was unintentional, completely unintentional. But, they say that nostalgia is not everything that it's cracked up to be. But I hadn't been back on campus for about 25 years. And my wife and I had a chance to go down a couple years ago and walk around the campus. And Bloomington is just one of the most beautiful college campuses. And, in some regards, very similar to University of Oregon here in Eugene. And beautiful old buildings and trees and forests and places to wander around. And it was really a beautiful experience for me. You can go back, in fact, and really enjoy yourself. So for me, this was kind of a way this piece evolved from kind of that experience and then also remembering all the foibles of those 18 to 21-year-old years that a young man goes through. And, I think it's nice to play here in Eugene because Eugene has a lot of that same small-town feeling as Bloomington does. So hopefully people here will connect to this as well. And I just want to thank you, Tom, and Michael Canning, and everyone here at KLCC. It's just a wonderful place, and you're always so generous with your time and bringing people on. So thanks again.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Pattis, he's playing Saturday evening at 5 o'clock at Tsunami Books, 25th and Willamette in Eugene. It is a free concert, and here's one more from Larry. The new disc, What Tomorrow Brings. It's on KLCC. Larry Pattis, Fresh Tracks on KLCC. Thanks again to Larry for coming by and talking about his new disc, What Tomorrow Brings. And he has a date on Saturday in Eugene at Tsunami Books.